just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A disaster relief bill stalls in the Senate over hurricane relief for Puerto Rico being taken out.
The president seems to want to treat them differently, cruelly, nastily.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, top Republican Mitch McConnell says the House bill passed in January before recent flooding provides
nothing for Midwest flooding. So it's a non-starter.
President Trump on Twitter says the bill should be passed and called the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, crazed and incompetent. His son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, responds to a White House employee's report expressing concerns about security clearances issued to about 25 people whose applications had been denied, including his.
Over the last 2 years that I've been here, I've been accused of all different types of things, and all of those things have turned out to be false. We've had a lot of crazy accusations, like that we colluded with Russia.
He tells Fox's Laura Ingraham the world is safer with Donald Trump as president. This is Fox News.
Sure that wasn't a misunderstanding.
Imagination of Tim Burton comes a film about a flying elephant that never quite gets off the ground. It's so bad, critics are calling it Sucko. With just a 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, Sucko is a big flop in the big top. If you thought there's no way Disney could mess up a reboot of Dumbo, you've probably forgotten that they're redoing Aladdin with Will Smith. Will Smith! It's so bad that not even Danny DeVito can save it. Sucko, the Disney live-action remake that's dead on arrival. In theaters now and on streaming platforms any second now.
This time of morning is when Bailey the Wonder Dog gets her chicken. Greg Budell, you prepare the chicken. How do you think it tastes?
It's finger-licking good!
Jay Scott, here's a piece of chicken Bailey didn't finish. Would you like the rest?
That's disgusting.
Emily Hayes, you look distracted. What's wrong?
I'm out of coffee!
Oh, no!
Bailey the Wonder Dog, what do you say to people who say you're spoiled? And Rich Thomas, what would you do if someone tried to take Bailey's chicken?
I'll slap somebody in the next week.
And I was just wondering, if Bailey could talk, what would she say at 5 minutes before the hour?
I can't wait. I'm gonna get some chicken. I'm gonna get some chicken.
That sounds about right. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
I'm gonna get some chicken.
Rob, you're still hungry, man.
It is Tuesday morning with Three Men and a Lady on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm your gracious, occasionally testy host, Greg Vito, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes,
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Overnight, everything worked out just as according to plan. We had that little area of light rain that moved through the state from about, let's say, 10 p.m. to 3:30 a.m. and just a few hundredths of an inch of rain, and it's out of here now. So, becoming mostly sunny today. High in the upper 60s, a really nice day. Clear skies, chilly tonight, jacket weather, low 43 tomorrow. Best day of the week weather-wise. Sunshine and warmer with a high around 76. Thursday, increasing clouds. I've got us at 76 for a high. Chance of showers by later on in the afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms towards Thursday evening, Thursday night. The Storm Prediction Center has us in a marginal severe weather risk on Thursday evening from about... let's see, I-65 on westward, the entire western half of the state, right up to Montgomery. So we'll watch that. Friday risk of Friday and Saturday risk of more showers. Highs around 80 Friday, low 80s Saturday. And then Sunday, another round of maybe some stronger storms again. Right now this morning, we have west winds at 6 miles per hour. A few clouds, 45 at 6:09.
I'm just scrolling down here on Facebook, looking to see kind of a slow participation in our Duncan and some predict-a-thon. Wow, 105. We got to boost that up here.
It'll pick up.
We wanted to catch the wave. Well, and if they win Saturday, we got a huge one ready for Monday. But somebody's going to win this weekend. If nobody hits the score, right. We're going to draw a name. I hope everybody understands.
That's a good plan because it's hard to pick the score.
In basketball, especially. I remember one time on one of the, it was one of the Iron Bowl games. They had over 400 predictions and nobody got it.
Right.
So.
Well, we ran into that problem last year.
Hey, how's breakfast looking this morning, gang?
It's really
well,
good.
Fantastic.
I see cricket dust, and I can see it all the way from downstairs.
All the way. There's a fresh pot of coffee downstairs too, because I know my duty.
Yeah, but is it good?
Well, I don't know. I bet those girls at work can make better cups of coffee on their hot plates.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
Those are...
see you later.
It's kind of... It's not exactly what we're talking about this morning, but we're talking about how attractive people have a better odds of getting an interview if you apply for a job. In fact, attractive people, 1 in 6 get interviewed. Unattractive people, 1 in 33.
Wow.
And it's worse for women.
It's always worse for women.
That's, that's one of those... unsaid discriminations that still goes on.
It's an ugly subject, this attractive stuff.
But... Now, I don't know if I've aged well.
You sure is ugly.
But it didn't hurt me in the 80s, let's put it that way.
Well.
6'11", speaking of those sexist coffee
pot. Yeah, I was cute in the 80s, too. Age 1, 2.
Stop.
5.
Stop.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
That's pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plate.
Yeah, and they're better looking.
I'm sleeping with
and
one
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye.
Nope, that's the end
you
of
know,
our
if
marriage.
If I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perk. Good as fresh perk.
That's a lot.
I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Yeah.
Serve it naked.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perk?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office.
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Now, what else should you do for my birthday?
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perk. Try it.
No!
Well, there's not too many sound effects I could put in there following that. I'm just glad it worked out so well for those two lovebirds.
Oh, jeez. There's a happy ending.
Arsh, so's your coffee. Keep It Trashy coming up a little bit later. A few odds and ends in there. They're kind of interesting. Mick Jagger has not had that procedure yet, but he's going to.
Oh, the valve replacement?
Yeah.
Oh. I missed that.
Postpone some of the shows.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they. I think they.
Or did they cancel it out? Right?
No, they postponed the tour.
Okay. The tour, yeah.
But they're not canceling it. So people that bought tickets are being told to hang on to them.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Huh. Yeah. They're, I think it's an American tour, right?
Oh, yeah.
North American tour. In fact, the buttery one going to Jacksonville to see him.
You got to go all the way to Jacksonville, Florida to see the Stones?
He was going to be gone. I'm going to be gone to a concert on the coast on that same week in April. But
you're going to see Buffett, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to share your plans.
Well, it's out now.
Oh.
That was a year ago today after the show that I left for Florida for the big wedding.
Yeah.
Read River Region Boom. I think I wrote a pretty good follow-up to that.
I haven't read it yet.
It's not morbid or angry or any of that stuff. It's just life this month with a little humor. The web address for the article is not 272922. It's riverregionboom.com. It's 614. Your news. Local.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting last month. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Cortez Wright with murder and the shooting death of 35-year-old Xavier Smith. Wright is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. Alabama lawmakers will introduce legislation today to make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. If put into law, it would be the most restrictive abortion bill in the country and will likely be challenged in court. And Wednesday will mark 1 month since the deadly tornado in Lee County, and emergency crews are still looking for volunteers to help with recovery efforts. For more information on how you can help, contact the Lee County EMA. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-36. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit Headley Metal Buildings.
Have your attention, please.
I'm not awake right now.
Wake up!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
You've been waiting on Tuesday?
This is my favorite day.
Really? Tuesday?
That's pretty weird, but...
Whatever floats your boat. Y'all ready to do this thing?
Ready when you are, baby.
It's showtime!
All right, the hot topic, unfortunately, is not producing bitter debate.
Mm-hmm.
Is our hands-on former vice president.
New from AT&T, the Joe Biden wireless plan.
Reach out and touch someone.
If you don't feel comfortable meeting someone in person, now you can rub noses over the phone. The Joe Biden wireless plan lets you stay in touch with people you care about. So get them on the line today. The line of respect, that is.
Reach out and touch someone.
I haven't thought of that campaign in so long. To reach out and touch someone?
That was well done.
Didn't Bear Bryant, was he one of the first? Or was that the Call Your Mom?
That's the Call Your Mom one. I can send that to you, by the way, if you don't
have
it.
I wish I could.
I know I played it, probably off YouTube.
Yeah.
We have lists of pranks from yesterday. And
well, I just feel, I still feel like a bonehead for being duped by the McPickle.
Yeah. But you weren't the only one, and now angry McDonald's customers want them to produce it.
A McPickle?
A McPickle.
See, the thing that was so convincing about the McPickle is because...
Is your gullibility?
Well, there's that. But think... excuse me. Think about it.
By the way, that was in McDonald's Australia.
Yes, that's what I'm getting to. Is that they... Each McDonald's in different countries, they have those weird combinations that we don't have over here. So when it showed up on the screen as McDonald's in Australia unveils the McPickle, I was like, well... Those crazy Australians will try anything.
Yeah.
Of course there's a McPickle.
Yeah,
and now I was duped.
There's cultural tastes all over the place that...
duped!
We may not understand, but our de rigueur, which is French for normal, I think.
What?
You know how you and I like the Grand Mac?
Yes.
I haven't had that bacon Mac yet, but I bet it's pretty good.
I've not tried
that
either.
You can have it after Lent, right?
Yeah, I can't have it now.
Oh, man. I didn't give anything up for Lent, but check these out.
Oh.
You got new trainers.
I do.
New, really nice.
Yeah, I got those from Montgomery Multisport.
How about that? They're top notch.
Yes, because guess what? I'm going to start walking with my weights again, and I'm going to slim down a little bit.
Good for you.
And get those... So it's 6:19. Speaking of people who work hard, I need to add a little piece of information to John Cato from J&S Professional Lawn Service. It occurred to me, I saw him at Bomb Hours last week, and he said, make sure when people call 202-8760 to schedule an estimate that they leave a message, because he's usually working, but he will call you back first break.
And Melissa will, yeah.
Yeah, so... If the phone rings and you get the voicemail, just leave a message. They don't have one reason why they can operate so economically and do a great job for you, whether your business, commercial, industrial, have a nice property you want maintained, is because they don't waste money on that. So just leave a message when you call 202-8760.
Before you go to the break, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why is it that rappers have such a short lifetime? Why isn't it? Why aren't people killing off country singers? What I'm saying is, why is it rap music? Why is it murderous?
There is a portion of the culture that advocates. It's like street cred. Look at all of... There's been a bunch. There were a couple locally. Remember down at that club on the boulevard? There were three shot dead one night.
Look, your lifespan, if you're a rapper, is not looking really good.
It's kind of a sad commentary that... And by the way, did you notice that MLB Network, to promote the opening of the season, brought out some white rapper talking like, you sound so stupid. I'm not a moron. Find a better way to tell me that opening day is coming. I figure that out. I don't need... This is what it is. It's a blatant attempt to appeal to younger viewers.
I do love the analyst commercials, though.
Those are great. Those are great. No doubt about it, but this is I don't know. Maybe they think millennials can't understand basic English.
And now, today's millennial moment.
Sorry, the millennial sent a text and didn't show up.
Joey!
That was today's millennial moment.
Last night, by the way, on Facebook, put a message out about a show that I had just seen over the weekend, and it happened to be replaying last night about the... About the America's Hidden Secrets, the Pearl Harbor tapes, and all the new evidence that's come out. And it casts a shadow over the actions of FDR, Winston Churchill, and J. Edgar Hoover.
Why'd you take it down?
Negligence.
Just because the show was last night at 7. But it did get some response. And by the way, the other thing we're talking about with Nosy Joe and women's hair. In the 70s, they were marketing that with a shampoo called Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific. And it was popular for a while. It had a very distinct aroma. It's like a Garden of Earthly Delights. And
very attractive couple there. I'm sure they have job interviews easily as one of our subjects we're going to talk about.
Any paper bags around here I can put over my head for the TV? It's 6:23. The Timeline with Rich coming up for April the 2nd is next. Our song of the day. Update on the forecast, cheap and trashy next hour, Jay, at about 7:15 with random facts, followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking around the river region, and now is a perfect time to be headed to work or school because there's not a lot of traffic out there to bother you. The boulevard is running along just fine. Stop and go at the traffic lights. We don't have any trouble on the 31s, and the interstates are still up to a speed limit ride. Let's be careful. Look out. School buses are out picking up kids this morning. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This station presents Touching Moments. And now, a touching moment with Joe Biden.
Ew! Get your hands off me, you creepy old man!
This has been a touching moment with Joe Biden.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we, and we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Easter version of Elf on the Shelf. Just to trick little kids to behave themselves. If you need to control your nasty little twerp, then you better. sleep. Getting spied on by a peep. Finish your veggies when you eat. Getting spied on by a peep. Don't be a naughty little creep. Getting spied on by a peep.
Do they really have a peep on a shelf now? Spying on kids like that on a shelf?
Yep.
Very disturbing. All right, cue the piccolo players. At 6:29 with the timeline for April 2nd, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
91st day of the year, 274 days remain. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Oh.
I had mine already today.
Oh, man.
You guys had steak, eggs, and hash browns. Oh. I had a slice of toast with a little peanut butter and jelly on it.
It has been decades.
Big old knife you use for that peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's the only one left. All the other plastic knives are gone.
I've got another set out in the car I'll bring in.
Oh, he's got standby. I had a message to myself to get some, and I forgot. Peanut butter and jelly, I haven't had one in many years.
Oh, by the way, for everybody to understand, we've moved the forks and knives to the drawer by the coffee now.
Oh.
Because actually, the vending machine.
Yeah.
Someone moved the vending machine.
And so you can't get the drawer open.
And I have tried to move it back, but it only pivots on.
Pivot!
It only pivots on one side and does not move. Something, when it got moved out, something must have fallen behind it or it got stuck on something because you cannot push that other side.
And I tried.
Back.
Further developments on this vending situation will be forthcoming.
Thank you.
As the day goes on. It's National Ferret Day.
Oh, I had a friend that had a ferret.
I had a friend that had a ferret, too, and they can be mean.
Oh.
Janelle had two.
Bite.
And the biggest problem with them is that they don't live very long.
Oh, jeez.
They're worse than having kids. They just get into everything.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep them caged.
They are just, ooh.
In 1513 on this date, Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon landed in Florida in search of the Fountain of Youth. It was near St. Augustine. Have you seen on the beach where the cross is on the beach and it says this is where Ponce de Leon landed?
And then he proceeded to name everything Ponce de Leon Street.
There is a Ponce de Leon in Coral Gables, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
It was during Easter season, so he named the area Flowery Easter or Pascula, Florida. The first motion picture theater opened in Los Angeles on this date in 1902. The price of the admission was 10 cents.
That was a lot of money then.
Yeah, it was a big deal. 88 years ago in 1931, during an exhibition game between the New York Yankees and the Chattanooga Lookouts, a 17-year-old girl named Jackie Mitchell struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in 7 pitches. Supposedly,
I don't believe that. That was a publicity stunt.
It was a publicity stunt, but her contract was soon voided by the baseball commissioner. Anyway.
Skirts.
Whoa. Have you seen A League of Their Own?
Oh, please. That debate comes up once in a while. Will a woman ever be a Major League Baseball player? And I say no. That will not happen.
1935 on this date, radar is patented. Spells radar backwards and frontwards. They get you coming and going.
What do they call that? It's like race car. Panodromes.
Palindromes.
On the date in 1964, the Beach Boys recorded their next single, I Get Around, which became their first number one in the summer of that year, 64.
Another great 90-second song that you could close an hour out with.
Round, get around. It's got a 0-0 intro. Now our song of the day, it comes from a group I've wanted to feature from day one, but for whatever reason, never got around to it. Maybe because they tend to have a lot of ballads, and a lot of times we do more up-tempo stuff. But let me tell you, the Delphonics and Stylistics were just premier groups of the so-called Philadelphia sound. Produced and written by the genius himself, Tom Bell, Mr. Philadelphia, 1968, top 5 song, La La Means I Love You. This is your timeline.
Many guys have come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them by.
Though you're in the same ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try?
There,
hi. I don't even know a song to sing.
Delphonics there. And what I was going to be Bet You By Golly Well. What did you say yesterday about that, Jay? Bet You By Golly Well?
No, it was
you make me feel brand new.
The stylistics, yeah.
Yeah.
They were part of that radio coup attempt to slow everything down in the 80s with Air Supply, another conspiracy.
You look like you're wearing like an ascot or something.
I'm going to put it over my face when we go on. I just don't feel like pulling it off now.
On this date in 1970, Patton was released, starring George C. Scott as the World War II General George S. Patton. Scott was perfect. Can you imagine like Pee Wee Herman in that role?
Hello!
45 years ago in 1974, listen to this this field of motion pictures. The Sting beat out The Exorcist, Serpico, and American Graffiti for Best Picture at the Academy Awards. Best Supporting Actress, 10-year-old Tatum O'Neill for Paper Moon. How about that? On this date, in 1977, ABBA, number one, Knowing Me and Knowing You. And number one album, Fleetwood Mac, with Rumors. Record sold 45 million copies worldwide. Wow. On this date in 82, Argentina invades the Falklands. It was easy because the Argentine amphibious force rapidly overcame the very small garrison of British maritime soldiers in the town of Stanley on East Falkland Island, and the war began. On this date in 87, the speed limit in the U.S. increased to 65 miles an hour in limited areas, up from 55, which I can't drive.
Speaking of driving, I just posted a police chase.
Oh, man. Right now?
It's happening right now in Detroit.
Ooh, I got to check that out.
6,000 people currently watching this.
See, it's on your Facebook?
It's on my Facebook page, yeah.
27 years ago in 1992, John Gotti convicted in New York for murder and racketeering. They said he couldn't be convicted because he was the Teflon Don. 14 years ago today, in 2005, Pope John Paul II died at the age of 84, most traveled pope and perhaps the most popular pope of all time. He was seen by more people in his lifetime than any other human being in history.
Including me.
Yeah, right.
I emceed his mass September 10th, 1987 in Miami.
You could
look it up.
Play records for it? Did you disc jockey it?
No, it was me and a guy who spoke Spanish. Yeah. And we alternated talking to the crowd and giving general instructions. 200,000 people converging on a college campus at dawn. Yeah. And then when the Pope finally came out to do it, he was about 10 minutes into it and lightning struck right behind him. I mean, I don't know.
Because you were there.
I didn't get the Pope hit by the bus.
The important thing
is you live. You see.
He was
but they shut it down.
Favorite Pope. Yeah. He was just a great guy. He was also an actor, right? He was like a fan of acting. And anyway, 5 years ago in 2014, a 34-year-old Army specialist went on a shooting spree in Fort Hood. He murdered 3 people. Some birthdays today. Maroon 5 keyboardist Jesse Carmichael, 40. Actor Adam Rodriguez is 44. Emmylou Harris is 72. Don Sutton, Braves radio broadcaster, 74. And former, he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. Not a former, you're always a Hall of Fame. In the Dearly Departed files, Marvin Gaye would have had a birthday today.
Greg.
Leon Russell.
Turn them up.
Leon Russell, we're listening to the TV station in our earphones.
I think they're a little ahead today.
Sir Alec Guinness would have had a birthday today. Jack Webb would have had a birthday today. We're 9 days away from the Biscuits home opener. Wow, the Braves had an amazing home opener last night, beating the Cubs 8-0. Easter, 18 days. Mother's Day, 40 days. And don't look now, 51 days till Memorial Day weekend. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. It's 6:38.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The way he said it in our ear, that is like he had said it a few other times and we didn't hear him.
Yeah.
We're talking about the producer in our ear who's giving us cues. Becoming mostly sunny today, high in the upper 60s, clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise, the pick of the litter, sunshine warmer, high 76, increasing clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, and that's going to be Thursday, I beg your pardon, marginal severe weather risk, and then near 80 on Friday with a risk of showers, which continues Saturday. Right now this morning, west winds at 6 miles per hour, clear skies, temperature 45 at 639.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
6:40 on this Tuesday morning. It's about time good-looking people caught a break.
Yeah, according to a new study, attractive people are almost 6 times more likely to get a job interview than someone who's just as qualified but not as good-looking. The study, not us, the study found that the attractive people received interviews at 1 out of every 6 jobs they applied for. The less attractive people with the same qualifications, just 1 out of 33.
1 out of 33?
It's a lot of job interviews.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I want to bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, guys.
Uh-oh. Brace yourself.
Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I didn't want to have an unfair advantage over the rest of my...
Oh, I see. Is that what it is?
That's why you covered your face.
Could you not afford a paper bag?
We didn't have any. Nobody has paper bags anymore. That's what I was going to start out with today.
Put it back on.
There's children watching.
Who said that? Was that Ryan?
Of course.
That was that Ryan guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is unfair, of course. I mean, right? I mean,
it's, you know, how do you fix it, though? That's the question.
Exactly.
It isn't fair that people, you know, and people that run offices, let's be honest. And especially, and I'm warning the Utes, they're watching. One day you will, if you're lucky and you live a good life, you'll get up there, and the people that get, in my opinion, get discriminated the most are people over 50.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just not young and hot. Some of us managed to break through that.
Women in broadcasting that get...
That glass ceiling?
Women in broadcasting that get to a certain age.
Yeah.
Yeah, are definitely discriminated.
Aged out.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, seriously, in our business, I worked in Miami 25 years. Mm-hmm. None of the people that were my peers, part of my peer group then, are still in the business.
Right.
After they got 50, they got too expensive, bye. Mm-hmm. It's just not right. But it happens in other businesses, too.
Yeah, sad but true.
I know in a lot of bigger TV markets where there are anchors who have been there for 20, 30, 40 years, a lot of them file very high-profile age discrimination lawsuits.
I had a friend that worked at ABC.
Come back to haunt the station.
Yep.
Yeah,
I worked at ABC in Miami, and a good friend of mine who was a news anchor did that. He had the misfortune in his early 40s of going completely gray. It was a good look. Didn't destroy him, but they let him go. And he sued him. The problem was, word gets around, and the next job he was able to get was working as an anchor in Bozeman, Montana. Right. I'm not making that up. And he was doing everything.
And this news, is weather, and this sport. Is off the subject, but in broadcasting now, much younger people than ever before are getting shots in major, major markets that would have never considered them earlier because of the... They're cheaper.
Now, the three people we see on the TV side this morning, they have nothing to worry about. Why?
You're gorgeous!
That's why.
Oh, shucks.
Does my hair look all right this morning?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. No, it really... I was one of the lucky radio people.
I see Greg look over at the TV screen.
That's funny.
I have...
Ours is.
When you guys were bomb out... We sometimes stop by Bomb Hours on the Boulevard. There's a poster up on the wall behind the counter. Mm-hmm. That's my evidence of a better day.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
With me and Bob from the mid-80s. I was one of the lucky radio guys where the way I looked kind of helped me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
With women, Emily, if you can believe that.
You have stories about women?
Oh!
Listen, we don't have, there's not enough time.
Well,
the producers are freaking out.
In any
out.
Of these.
No, please don't have the proper rating.
They're back there with that Greg button.
Yeah.
Is that what
they
call it?
We will talk to you tomorrow more.
All right.
They named it the Greg button.
Remember, you're gorgeous.
We'll see you later.
All right, you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady? Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
All right, now let's return to Rich Thomas for a very important message.
Yes, if plumbing is an issue, and it can be an issue at any hour of the day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're ready to help you out at Plumbing by Luke Choir, because we know that plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. It could be a weekend, it could be a holiday, it could be the middle of the night. Well, they're ready to call, they're ready to for you to call them at Plumbing by Luke Choir, and think about the whole house plumbing inspection. Have them come out and inspect your home like they did my home, and I fortunately got a good report, but you never know what kind of problem could be lurking. Maybe some corroded pipes, maybe something, for instance, my water heater, I don't know about your house, is upstairs. And I've seen some cases where some people come home to flooded homes, and they had to replace drywall, and they had to replace their carpeting because they didn't know about a problem that was lurking. That's why Plumbing by Luke Choir is ready to help you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbyluquewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Rely on them like I have relied on them. They're very professional, and they're great folks to deal with. Alabama certification number 84417.
645.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
free. One of the more popular words in history. And today, Tuesday, is Kids Eats Free Night. Kids Eats Free Night.
Kids Eats Kids.
Kids Eat Free. On Tuesday nights at Bomb Hours. Here's the deal on that. Bring the whole gang out for family-friendly fun food. And boy, do they have great choices for kids. Kids love to eat at Bomb Hours. Kids Eat Free with adult entree. Purchases of $10 or more. And limit one kid per adult. So... it's always packed with the kiddies on Tuesday night. Again, free. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, or sometime between 4 and 6, we will ask you to be the ninth caller with the word free at 272-9228. And if you are, you will win a gift certificate. It'll entitle you to lunch for two at Baumhauer's downtown or Baumhauer's on the boulevard. You can redeem it at either location. So who took out my cheap and trashy stuff already? Did somebody mess with the log?
Why would anybody fiddle with anything over there?
Why would anybody fiddle with my faddle? I have no idea.
Fiddle faddle.
You might have double-clicked.
The poor man's Cracker Jacks.
Is the chase still on?
Currently, they're looking for one of the suspects. They fled on foot. Two guys got out of the car.
This is in Detroit, by the way. Nobody tuning in. Please.
They fled on foot. This is in Sterling Heights.
Yeah, please don't think this is happening in Montgomery.
No,
I worked
no.
in Detroit twice for 3 weeks at a time in 73 and 74. That was enough. 647, let's see how things are doing here.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic on a Tuesday morning. Things are looking pretty good out there. You don't have a lot of slowdowns. There's some traffic building up on the boulevard, but it's just stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're coming out of Prattville or Wetumpka, no problems. Pick your route and be careful. If you are on the interstates, they are still up at a speed limit ride. Just be careful. Watch for the traffic around you. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery Expo 2019, April 4th and 5th, hosted by Trenum State. Over 2,800 8th graders will experience careers firsthand. Brought to you by Go Build Alabama, Alabama Power, and Dixie Electric. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen.
Your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. We got a lot going on. If you get down here, you'll see construction going on. We're putting in an RV resort. That's right. We're going to have a campground for you. We've got boats for rent down here. That's right. You can get down here and rent you a pontoon boat. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. We can fix you up with everything else. And we got good food. The Capital Oyster Bar has been around a long time cooking good food. I got a great staff back there on the grill cooking up steaks, amberjack, any kind of fish they're catching in the Gulf. We got the man on the fryer over there frying up them shrimp, oysters, scallops. I know that's some good eating. And every Sunday at 5 o'clock, we're going to bring you some fine entertainment. We catch these bands touring through this part of the world, and this week John Del Toro Richardson's back. Yeah, we've had him for a couple of years now. Back in 2017, he won the Blues Music Award as the best new emerging artist, and now he'll be down here Sunday at 5. Y'all check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com, Facebook page, and get down here soon, and come on down here hungry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Damn straight. We're afraid of nothing here.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And we played the bit earlier. I'm not going to play it again until later in the show. Dumbo's just been a disaster. Just a disaster for Disney. That's all I have to say about it. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. Celebrities participated. Justin Bieber got every teenage girl in the country horrified.
What did he
put a sonogram out claiming that he and Haley Baldwin were expecting, but it was just a generic sonogram.
That's not funny.
Tom Brady faked his retirement following Ron Gronkowski's actual retirement. And the Bears revealed new jerseys featuring triple-digit numbers. Said they'd be wearing them in 2019 to celebrate their 100th season.
That's clever. That's a clever prank.
So was the McPickle.
That's going to frost my pajamas for years to come.
Jennifer Lopez says she wants a no cheating clause with Aroyd. Jennifer?
You shouldn't have to have those
things. And guess what? Waste of time. Hashtag waste of time when it comes to Aroyd.
No,
listen, I lived in Miami. I know this guy.
He's a player.
I was just more impressed with your
hashtag.
And I don't
mean a baseball player.
You were impressed?
I was impressed with the hashtag. Yeah. That's what I was impressed with.
Hashtag next story. Or am I overdoing it now?
That's overdoing it.
Does Ariana Grande come out as bisexual in her new... Grande. Is she a singer or something on the Starbucks menu? Who knows?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Was that Pat... Davidson. What's his first name?
Pete
Davidson.
Was that his situation with her?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is that what caused the impasse?
I think at some point she had her vision restored and saw what she was. Pete Davidson's got a face for radio. Not
yeah.
For I'm just being catty.
You are.
Hashtag catty Greg. There's a whole list of Oscar-winning actors who have appeared in Marvel comic movies.
Comic book movies?
Hashtag comic book movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like Kate Blanchett, mm-hmm. who is Hela in Thor Ragnarok. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
She won Best Supporting Actress for The Aviator.
I thought that was a HBO series, Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock, yes.
Best Actress for Blue Jasmine. Jeff Bridges, Obadiah Slane.
Yeah, he was in the first, he was in Iron Man, the first of the Marvel movies that kicked off everything.
He won Best Actor for Crazy Heart, a movie I have no...
Redford was in there, Robert Redford was in a Marvel movie.
I was in a Marvel movie.
Let's see, among the others on the list, Michael Douglas, Anthony Hopkins, William Hurt, Tommy Lee Jones, Ben Kingsley, Lupita Nyong'o, no relation to Ida Lupino. Gwyneth Paltrow, Natalie Portman, Paltrow. Robert Redford's there. He was in Captain America,
really?
The Winter Soldier.
Is that right?
Won an Oscar, not as an actor, but for Best Director for Ordinary People. Mm-hmm. Is that the movie with Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah, it is, and the son. Yeah. No?
That movie was so horribly sad.
It was sad, but I mean, it doesn't mean it was an awful movie.
And, no. I didn't, I couldn't watch it. I just,
it's tough.
Mick Jagger is having heart valve surgery. He's expected. Hashtag exposed. amazing at 70, 4, 5, 6?
75. I think he's 75, but you know what? Mick, if you're listening, maybe cut out the sex with the 29-year-old girlfriend for a little while until they get that that valve fixed.
But what a
That's
way to
all
go.
I'm saying.
Hey, you've got a little schmutz.
Where?
Right there on your chin.
On your chin, there's...
What does it look like? What color is it?
It looks like toothpaste.
Can't be.
I don't brush.
That was long... That was 5 hours ago. This has to be... Could be butter.
It could be butter, couldn't it?
Well, I was spooning peanut butter and jelly. I was saving on bread.
Bailey, go look up with Greg.
Bailey, come here.
No!
Hashtag happy dog. 6:57 is the time in 3 minutes. I'll bet he's already inside, Lewis Lawn. And that would be our friend Chad Sasser, who is the guy who tracks all the manufacturers' specials, incentives, and knows the entire product line inside out, Lewis Lawn. So when you go there, the professionals have known him for a long, long time. I see professional companies in my neighborhood all the time. And I always check. I slow down and check to see where they get their stuff. And almost everybody is a Lewis Lawn customer. And the reason being, A, they get great brand names like Toro and Exmark and so many other Shindawa, Steel, all the steel products. But they know that if something goes wrong or if they break something while they're working, they can bring it right back to Lewis Lawn and get it fixed and get back in business because they have a window on how much money they can make and how long they can make it. So they need that kind of support for do-it-yourselfer, same thing. Your warranty means something when you buy at Lewis Lawn. Shindawa products, I mentioned all the steel products. Haley at the counter to help facilitate those situations and a great team in back to make sure that you have your equipment in good working order with Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They are now open in 2 minutes. Call them at 244-9191 if you have questions. 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn. 658 Fox News coming up.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning